that's something you could use to carry your money in. You call that a...
Well, your wallet, your billfold.
Or something that a woman would use.
Purse.
Uh-huh. Something a woman could wear around her wrist. Piece of jewelry.
Bracelet, Yeah.
What if you had a lot of things strung up together to go around your neck? You'd call that...
A necklace.
Or a... Talking about beads, you'd call it a what of beads?
I guess string of beads or something. Beads, I guess.
And something that men used to wear to hold up their pants.
Suspenders.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And what you'd hold over you when it rains.
Umbrella.
And the last thing that you put on a bed, the fancy cover.
Spread.
Okay. And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a...
Pillow.
Okay. Do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?
Yeah, sure do. I don't know what they call that thing, a boat and a bound. It was a B. It had to start with a B. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was, a bound. Can you give me a hint?
Bolster,
that's right, yeah.
How far did it go across the bed?
I think the thing went from end to end, if I ain't kidding. Uh-huh. It might have had a few inches to spare, but I think it went extended to all the way across.
Uh-huh. What about something that people used to put on the bed for warmth? Women would, before they had blankets, something that women would make?
Quilts? Yeah, quilt.
Say if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everyone, for the children you might make
a... You make a pallet, you see.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What different kinds of land do people have around here?
Different kinds of land?
Mm-hmm.
Like land?
Uh-huh. Like land along a stream that's overflowed and it's...
Low land? You know, we got low land.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear bottoms or bottom land?
Yeah, sure. Bottom land.
Is that different from low land?
Well, yeah, bottom... I guess it's probably not any different, but I guess why they say bottom land is that it's not even fit for cultivating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably water stands on it, so it's just, you can't even cultivate it probably.
Mm-hmm.
But lowland, I imagine, we can cultivate it to a certain extent, mm-hmm. probably, you know. So I guess the degree of how low it is depend on what
mm-hmm.
they would refer to it as, bottom or low or what have you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
What about land that... it's a grassland that would be good for raising hay, but not much else. What would you call land like that?
Oh, we got poor land, buckshot land, you know.
What's that?
Well,
what's buckshot?
Well, we just say we refer to soil as just so some kind of black looking stuff in it, like.
Mm-hmm.
Coal, or I don't know what it is, rocks or something, but it's not fit for growing anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard land without any kind of minerals in it, you know, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, that's, and turf, well, now we refer to turf, I guess, as land that's, we just begin to cultivate, maybe, you know, new land. But that's...
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of a prairie or meadow?
Yeah, but when you don't think of prairies around, we don't... Mm-hmm. Meadows or prairies, yeah, but I know about them, but we don't think of prairies around here too much because we don't have... I think you find most of your prairies in places like... People refer to prairies when they think of Texas, wide open land, you know?
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of a kind of a soil called loam or loom?
Yeah, loomy, loom soil, loomy, that means loose soil, you know.
Uh-huh. Is it good?